Okay, Avodas Pnim Os Nun Vav. Kol Hadar Be'eretz Yisrael Doma Kamisha Yesh Lo Eloka. Hadar B'chutz La'aretz Doma Kamisha Yesh Lo Eloka. Gemara in Ksubas Kof Yoram Be'ez. Anyone who lives in Eretz Yisrael is like a person who has a God. And anyone who lives in Chutz La'aretz is like a person who does not have a God. Ouch. My brother went back to Eretz Yisrael today after a year and a half in Chutz La'aretz. Baruch Hashem. In good health, he went back. Okay, so he went back to find Hashem, and we're stuck here in the land of those who are Daima Kemishen Lo Eloka. But the Avodas Pnim, who lived in Eretz Yisrael, he's Malam Mitzchus on us, or he gives us at least an Eitzah. Yitachin Lefarish Lashon Daima. What's a Doma, right? If you live in Eretz Yisrael, it's like you have a God, and if you live in Chutz La'aretz, you're Daima, you're similar to one, or you're comparable to one who doesn't have a God. Why Doma? So he says, Lashon Doma Shamashma Shabbat Mesenokin. It's not so simple. And already, again, this I think is the Pashup shot on a certain level in Chazal. It's not automatically you live in Eretz Yisrael, you have a God. You live in Chutz La'aretz, it's a godless land. But the way he's going to explain it, B'derech Hasidus, is that the Baal Shem Tov said, the place where a person's machshava is, that's where they are. So in a similar fashion, what does it mean if you live in Eretz Yisrael, you're Doma? Mishum she'ikar kol davar hu apnimius v'yachol liyos she'yoshe b'Eretz Yisrael u'bepnimius kol machshavto hu b'chutz la'aretz. It's possible for a person to be in Eretz Yisrael and to always be ma'ayen into what's happening in Chutz La'aretz, wishing that he could live in Chutz La'aretz. Maybe there's greater financial opportunities for him there. Maybe culturally he's attracted to Chutz La'aretz. Right? So Rachman al-Tzan, you could have a person who's physically in Eretz Yisrael, and in his pnimius, his mind is in Chutz La'aretz. V'chein hayoshev b'chutz la'aretz, you could have a Jew who lives in Chutz La'aretz, v'kosher b'pnimius nafsho l'Eretz Yisrael. But he can't take his heart and mind off of Eretz Yisrael. He's an Eretz Yisrael dekiyid. V'chukasu l'dorba, and he longs to live there. And he has an appropriate explanation for why he doesn't live there. Or maybe he proves his love for Eretz Yisrael by constantly supporting Eretz Yisrael. Such a person certainly has the God of Eretz Yisrael, so to speak. Right. So again, so living there is only doima. It appears we have to mayan into what's going on the inside. What's a person like on the inside? So he says the same thing is true in all aspects of avodas Hashem. You could have a person who learns Torah l'shem parnasa. Maybe you have a guy who's learning in kolel. And the Torah, he's focused on getting his kolel check to be able to put food on the table. So that means all of his learning is with the focus of parnasa, parnasa, parnasa. Kedei she'elo ma'alecho. So in a certain sense, if that's his focus all the time, ha'reza ka'ochel b'shas limudo. So all of his learning is like eating, because his mind is always on the food. Va'ochel kedei she'elo ko'ach lomo, but a person who eats with the intention of strengthening himself to be able to learn, v'la'avodas Hashem, ha'reza kolomid b'shas achilaso. Such a person is like one who's learning even while he's actually eating. So everything depends on where a person's mind is, where a person's machshav is, what their focus is, where does a person put himself. One of my favorite insights in this regard is from the Majlis Rebbe. He says in this past week's parsha, that's why it's also kedai to share. The Majlis Rebbe says, or Weinberg likes to quote it a lot as well, the pasuk says, Alei Eli Hahare V'Hayesham. Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, come up the mountain and be there. So what is Veheyesham? What is be there? If you come up the mountain, then you're there. So he says, my grandfather explained, Kegon Lamashal, Mishu Eitzel Rabbo, person comes to his Rebbe. Imagine a person travels to be by the Rebbe for Tzaddik, by the Tzaddik for Shabbos. But his mind is elsewhere. Im Rosho Machshavto Bebeso, if he travels to be by the Rebbe, but he's thinking about what's happening at home, Hareyu ki'ilu eino sham klal, Eitzel Rabbo, he's not by his Rebbe. And therefore the Pasuk says, Moshe, you come to the top of Har Sinai, Alei Alai Hara, come to the top of the mountain, V'heyesham. But make sure that when you're there, Heyesham, make sure that you're really there. And he quotes this teaching from the Baal Shem Tov, K'noyde mikisvei Baal Shem Tov, Makom sham achshava shal adam megas, sham hu kulo. Where your mind reaches, that's where you reach to. That's where you are. And then he tells this story. He says, my grandfather said this vart because of a maisa that happened. He says, my grandfather, whose name was Rav Yecheskel of Kuzmir, I have some of his Torahs in the back of the Sefer. He's the Majid, the first Majid to Rebbe, passed away in 1920. So he says, my grandfather once had a chassid who came to him for Shabbos. And the minhag was that when you come to the Rebbe for Shabbos, after Shabbos, before you leave, you ask Rishus and get permission to leave. So he said he had to be by the big Yerid, by the big fair, by the big marketplace, and he would need all the time he could get to travel, so he was in a big rush after Shabbos. So when he came on Erev Shabbos, he came to the Rebbe, and he said, I want to ask Rishus on Friday to leave on Motzei Shabbos. So the Rebbe said to him, if you're already checking out before you've even checked in, lehitrot, you know, go back to your family, and why'd you bother to be here? Then you're not really buying me for Shabbos. And he told him this part, Alei Alei Hahara, come up the mountain, even Moshe at the top of Har Sinai, that's the chiddush of this, even Moshe at the top of Har Sinai had to be reminded, Vehayesha, Moshe, make sure you're present. Allow yourself to be fully present. So you can be, like the Vodas Pnim is saying, you can be in Eretz Yisrael, but your mind is in Chutz La'aretz, or you can be in Chutz La'aretz in your body, but your mind can be in Eretz Yisrael. Or as my good friend Rafael Zev Kahana once said, many years ago, he said a person could be in Eretz Yisrael, right? You could be in Eretz Yisrael, you could be in Yerushalayim, and you're in Big Apple Pizza, or you could be in New York, or you could be in Jerusalem Pizza. So it depends. It depends where your mind is. You can be sort of in Yerushalayim, but you're in New York. Or you can be sort of in New York, but you're in Yerushalayim. It's a good vibe. There was a Ger Chassid who lived on the Lower East Side. His name was Rav Mordechai Yehuda Lubart. He wrote a sefer on Kachim called Machamas Yehuda. So you also have on Chumash also. So in the Machamas Yehuda, in the section on Sukkos, he says, this is the pshat in Hillel's statement by the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. The Simchas Beis HaShoeva, what did Hillel used to say? The most ironic thing. It's so not Hillel to say. What did Hillel say? Hillel would come to Simchas Beis HaShoeva in the Beis HaMikdash and say, Im ani kan hakol kan. If I'm here, then everyone's here. Hillel, you're known for your humility. Right? The Gemara in Ervin says, we paskin like Beis Hillel because of their humility in the face of Beis Shammai, amongst other reasons. But Hillel of all people says, Im ani kan hakol kan. If I'm here, then it's a party. It's very strange. So that's why I'm trying to figure it out. So the Machamas Yehuda says, Hillel was saying, you could be by the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, which was so gevaldik, was so energetic, was so alive, but if you're not fully focused, then you're not really there. So Im ani kan, if I want to be here, hakol kan, I have to be fully here. That's the word. Alei alei ahara, come up the mountain, v'heyesham, and be fully present. So that's the word. You can be in Eretz Yisrael, and it's a doma, it's doma, k'mishesh l'akad. It's like a person who has a God, if he attaches himself, b'pnimius, to Hashem. Right? And a person who's in Chutz La'aretz, it's doma. He looks on the outside like a person who's not connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But again, we judge a person by where their mind is. And again, the same thing is true in all aspects of Avodas Hashem. If you learn Torah to make a living, right? If a person is, if I'm more focused on getting my paycheck from yeshiva than I am in interacting with my friends and talmidim, so then my whole day is what? Is about money. Is about putting food on the table. But if a person eats and his focus is to strengthen himself to learn, then even while he's eating, he's learning. That's a very important yisod. Okay, nun zayin. Ashrei adam shomei li lishkod al dal sosai yom yom. Yom yom. Mishlei parachas. Praiseworthy is the one who is shomei li, who listens to me. Lishkod al dal sosai yom yom. What does lishkod mean? Right? Like one who crouches by the door. One who waits by the door every single day. Why wait by the door? Why not walk through the door? So explains our Rebbe, the Avodas Pnim, Hagam she'eino roi adayin lichanis beheichal ha-melech. Even if he's not able to yet enter into the king's palace, right? The story of Megillas Esther, Esther Parag Dalid, Mordechai says, go to the king. Esther says, what, are you crazy? Everyone knows, you're not allowed to go to the king unless you're invited in. The doors are locked. So, all right, so at least sit at the outside of the door. If a person's not worthy of yet entering the Heichal HaMelech V'Hadal, so Seguros Lefanov, and he feels that the gates are still locked, Mipnei She'inu Roi Liros Pnei HaMelech, he's not yet shayach to seeing the king face to face, so to speak, So what do? So you do nothing? At least go camp out by the door. Maybe, even if you're not invited in, maybe when someone who is worthy goes in or comes out, you'll catch a glimpse. Right? Park yourself by the gate of the Melech. Mordechai spent all his time b'shar ha-melech. And we know from the Midrashim that ha-melech, stam in the Megillah, is a reference to Hashem. The Gemara darshan's in Megillah that Mordechai is Ben Kish. One of his names is he's Ben Kish. Right? What is it? Ben Yair, Ben Shimi, Ben Kish. Ben Kish, because he was Hikish. He was knocking on heaven's door. That's another name. Yeah, he was trying to daven. He was a davener. Mordechai was always knocking on the gate. Ah, the gate's not open. Yeah, but you try. So al kol panim im pikeach hu shoked tamid al dal sehechal melech. If a person's smart, so then what does he do? He plants himself right by the gate, by the entrance. Ulchol hapachos yizke lishmo adibur hamelech. And even if you're outside the room, but what does David HaMelech say? What does Shlomo HaMelech say? Ashrei Adam Shomeali, praiseworthy is the person who listens to me, but he doesn't have access to the king. Yeah, but at least he's what? He's Shoiket, he's Lishkot Al Dalsosai Yom Yom. He's at least spending time by the door to try to overhear a little something. V'chein efshur yihi eis ratzon liftoach ha-dalsos, v'yizkel yichon eis liros p'nei ha-melech. And if you're in the right place at the right time, you never know, maybe he'll be invited in one time. It's very similar to the Kutzker's Vard, Vayu advar me'el asher anochi mitzavecha ayom. Where should you place the words of Torah? Al levavecha. Put them on your heart. Why put them on your heart? I should put them in my heart. The answer, the Kutzker says, is sometimes the heart is closed. And you can't get the Divrei Torah in. So at least pile it al levavecha, and then there'll be a moment of shviras halev, where the heart breaks, and that means the heart opens up. And then all the Torah that was piled on top is able to fall in, right? Or the Gemara in Brachos Da'avav that says that Baro Kol Am Ha'aretz, right? The nations of the world will see that we have the emblem of Hashem upon us, right? So the Gemara says Elu Tefillin Shebarosh. So again, the Mefarshim Radaik, the Gra, and others are Radaik. It doesn't say Tefillin, right, on your head. It says Tefillin Shebarosh, Tefillin in your head. Well, how do you get the tefillin in your head? Most of us just have tefillin on our head. So the Gra said, right, that's why when the nations of the world see you wearing your tefillin, they're not so scared of you. But if you were able to, so to speak, take the tefillin and to truly absorb it into your mind, the Umas Olam would look at you, they'd run away. So mice like that with the Vilna Gaon, he was taken to court on some, you know, false charges, and then he was wearing talis and tefillin, and he lowered his talis off his head. It's in several biographies. He took the talis off, they saw the tefillin, and the judge said, okay, he's innocent, get him out of here. That's tefillin sheberosh, right? That's dvarim ha'ila al levavecha, the hope that eventually they'll sink into the heart. But that's what Mishle is saying to us. Praiseworthy is the person, smart is the person, who listens in from outside the door and puts himself in the right position and hopes that one day there'll be a psichas halev, there'll be an opening of the gates, and I'll get to have that face-to-face encounter with the melech. Okay, we'll skip the next little one. Let's go to Nun Tes. Yesh ledas, ki kol adam yesh lo seder avodim yuchar hashayach rak lo ulefi tchunas nashal. So we've seen a few times, again, the importance of being self-aware of what is my avoda. So a person needs to realize that everyone has their own seder avoda. It's mamish miyuchad, right? We daven all the time. Hashem should help me to find my chelek in Torah. Sein chalkinu besor esach. Everyone has their own chelek in Torah. So I should be able to find my chelek in avoda and in Torah, lefi tchunas nafsho, in accordance with my spiritual makeup. Uvizet toim af anashim ovdei Hashem, and many ovdei Hashem get lost in other people's avoda. Asher be'ez shenira be'eneim seder ha'avoda shal chavero, k'nachon ma'ula. You see someone who's doing a good thing. It could be a friend, it could be a rebbe, right? And all of a sudden, I have to do that. Rotza gam hu lisnaikim. I also need to do that avoda. Now, maybe you do, and maybe you don't. Depends what your avoda is. V'kev anshalo yachol lahagia lezeh. Top of the next page. Nasa otzev. Right? But because it's out of reach, it's not his avoda, so he becomes frustrated, he becomes sad and depressed, because he's trying to do something that's not shayach to him. Uva mizeh l'kinov, v'sinas chinov, v'chmana l'tzlan. And instead of it being a healthy inspiration or cheering his friend on, he becomes jealous of him and he starts to hate him. And he says, yeah, well, he does that, but he also does all these bad things. Let him do his avoda, you do your avoda. There's another piece in the Sefer right here from the Divrei Yisrael. The Majid Sarebi says that when Yaakov tells the brothers, Al tirgazu baderech, don't become agitated on the way. And Rashi has all different opinions. What does that mean? You shouldn't, right? Yosef says to the brothers, don't become agitated when you go back to tell Yaakov I'm still alive. Right? One opinion is don't get into a fight with each other. One opinion is don't be too involved in halacha, you get lost on the road. One opinion is make sure you make it to the city before the sun goes down. Right? But Pipnimi is part of the idea of Al tirgazu baderech. The Majid Sarebi says, don't become mitrages, don't become altirgazu, don't become frustrated with someone else's derech in avodas Hashem. Let another person do their thing. You do your thing. Let them do their thing. Don't be threatened by them, and don't be threatening to them. Altirgazu baderech. Why are you frustrated by someone else's derech in avodas Hashem? And why do you choose to frustrate yourself by being so busy looking at someone else's avodas Hashem? Right, the Gemara has the machlokas in brachos lamed hayamid beis. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai and Rabbi Yishmael. How should a person, you know, balance their time of learning and earning? Right? So Rabbi Yishmael says, you got to balance it out. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai says, if we're going to be busy plowing and planting and harvesting, what's going to be with Torah? But the Gemara says, Harbe asu k'Rabbi Yishmael will also be aldan. People did like Rabbi Yishmael and were successful. And people tried to do like Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai will also be aldan. So I once saw that if Tzvi Meyer brings one of his svarim, he said in the name of different tzaddikim that they were also kirashvi, will also be adam. Meaning they wanted to be like Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. They didn't say, I, Moshe Tzvi, am shayich to something that I saw by someone else. No, I just wanted to be that other guy. You'll never be that other guy. Hashem made you miuchad. So, lo also be yaddan, they weren't matzliach, because asu kirashvi, they wanted to be like Rashvi. Don't be like Rashvi, be yourself. If Rabbi Shimon does something that's good and it's shayach to your avodah, so do it. But if it's not shayach, al tirgazu baderech, what are you getting all bent out of shape for? Right? So sometimes it leads to mamish, the opposite. Instead of it being something to be, you know, happy for your friend or proud of your friend, you become jealous of your friend, you start to have negative feelings towards your friend. God forbid you could end up not only, you know, hurting yourself spiritually, but hurting him. And it's all because you were doing something that wasn't you. Why couldn't you just accept it was good for him and it wasn't good for you? It wasn't your avoda. It wasn't lefi the tchuna of your nefesh. It wasn't lefi tivo, midosov. You got to know your thing. Ezehu gibur hakovesh es yitzro. His yitzhara. Who is a strong person if you conquer his? Who's his? Your yitzhara. The Vodas Yisrael, the Kajan Sermagid says, people spend time like, you know, oh, that guy's yitzhara. I can handle that guy's yitzhara. That's nice. Don't be kovesh his yitzhara. Right? Kovesh es yitzro. If you want to be strong, conquer. The one who's strong is one who conquers his own Yetzirah. So stop spending so much time with everyone else. Again, if you find something that's good by you and you see your friend doesn't do it, don't have tainas against him. Don't make your friend small in your eyes. He doesn't do what I do. What's your problem? Leave him alone. A person has to know how to give space to another human being. Sometimes a person says, you know, my way is the only true derech and avodas Hashem. Moshe Wolfson quotes, I think it's in Parshas Vayikra, in Emunas Yitachi, quotes from the Ohev Yisrael, the After Rav, who said, anyone who says that my Rebbe and my Rebbe's derech is the only derech of emes, he says it's karav l'minus. It's close to heresy. It's so anti-Jewish. We don't believe that for a second. There's not one way. Eilu ve'elu divrei Elokim chayim. U'misha inu b'snai kein inu nechshav inu v'leklum. So this guy says, if you don't do my way, you're nobody by me. U'vamizel le'gayva. You come to this terrible gayva. You have to discredit everyone else. It's mamash an Amalek dekamida. Klal Yisrael came out of Mitzrayim. Klal Yisrael was doing great. Amalek couldn't handle someone else's success, so they had to drag us down. Rachmana litzlan. It's a terrible gaiva to try to force people to be like you, or to assume that I should be like someone else. If he can do it, I can do it. Lav dafka. It's his avoda. Vazemru chazal, have idonis kol adam lekaf schus. V'lo yirtze lahadrich es chaver al pidarko dafka, ki ein ata yodei tchunas nefesh chavercha yitzo machshavos. You don't know anything about your friend. Let's be honest, what do we actually know about each other? You don't know anything about my yitzahara, I don't know anything about your yitzahara. I don't know how you think, I don't know how you feel. Right? I know a little bit that you know, the tefach that you're megala b'rabim. What about the tefachayim that I know nothing about? Mamish nothing about. So be danis chaver lekav schus, meaning assume that I don't know anything about this guy. Right? Like it says about Yeshua, Moshe is being told, appoint someone who knows the spirit of people. So real tzaddikim, manhigim, are able to guide a person, to help a person to figure out himself, to know the soul, the nature, the different spiritual makeup of each individual. Elitein l'chol adam seder ashayach lo. If you have such a rabbi who has, you know, who's mamish shtikl bal ruach hakodesh, he understands the ruach, the spirit of a person, maybe. V'zeu chachmas arum havin darko. Mamish mefurish a pasuk in Mishlei, although it's misquoted here. It's parak yodalet pasuk ches is the real pasuk. Yodalet ches, what does it say? Chachmas arum, the wisdom of a person who's wise, havin darko, he understands his way. It's a beautiful pasuk. Such a beautiful pasuk. Chachmas arum havin darko. He knows himself. He's self-aware. He understands the ben adam la'atzmo aspect of avodas Hashem. He works on his ben adam l'makom, works on his ben adam l'chavero, and he also gets to know himself in a deep way. Like the Maharal explains, the world stands on Torah, avodah, and gemilas chasadim. The Maharal says, gemilas chasadim is ben adam l'chavero. Avodah, Ben Adam L'Makom. Nu, what's Torah? Ben Adam L'Atzma. It's the ultimate Torah. Chachmas Arum, the ultimate Torah, the ultimate wisdom is Havin Darko, a person who knows his way. She'ikr, look what he writes here. She'ikr ha'chachma she'yavin mahu ha'derech ha'shayech eslau. To understand my derech and avodas Hashem, it's the greatest thing. You know who's a great example of that? A Jew who I met for the first time today, Rabbi Dov Zinger Shlita. The man has his way. The singer is just like, he's so true to himself. He's not trying to be anyone other than himself. And he's glowing with this authenticity. He's not copying anyone. He's very proud of who he is. Happy to be himself. He's very unique. He's very different. But to be comfortable in one's derech, and not to be worried, what are people going to say? Not to dafka to have a weird derech to be different for the sake of being different, but to be true to yourself. Not to take on a derech. That's not your derech. Be true to your derech. Okay? Samach. Let's do Samach, and then we'll look at two quick Purim Torahs. He has in the later section. I photocopied it for you. Okay, Samach. B'zesha adam over averos. This piece is a little hard. Let's see if we can understand it. B'zesha adam over averos b'poel b'evar of nifkam chas v'shalom nefesh dekedusha. Ve'ena yachal lasas tshuva al yedei asiyos mitzvos b'poel ki avera goreres avera. What he's going to talk about is he's going to talk about different types of sins. Sometimes we sin with our limbs and our actions, our body. Sometimes we sin with our speech. Sometimes we sin with our thoughts. So when a person does an avera b'poel, an active avera, an action, with his limbs, and he damages his limbs, so that damages nefesh. We're going to talk about nefesh, ruach, and neshama, three levels of soul. Nefesh corresponding to body, ruach corresponding to speech, neshama corresponding to mind, to machshava. So when a person does averos b'poel mamish, when he does averos with his limbs, so that damages his nefesh, his holy soul. But again, specifically the level called nefesh. So then it's difficult for him to do mitzvos b'poel. You know why? Because now his limbs are kind of like damaged. They're broken. They're out of shape. They're spiritually tainted. And avera goreres avera. So now his limbs are hurting. So what does he need to do? Right, those same limbs are struggling to do a mitzvah. They're hurting. So you know what? So let's tap into a higher level or a different dimension of soul in order to try to deal with this problem, right? So I damage my nefesh, I damage my actions, I damage my limbs. So now maybe instead of trying to fix it with action, I'll fix it with speech. How do I do that? I turn to Torah and Tefillah, mitzvahs of speech. What happens if I damage my speech? If I damage my dibor, so then nifkam gam haruach de kedusha. Then I've damaged the level of soul called ruach. So now my speech is all messed up. And now it's difficult for me to converse before Hashem. So now what do I need to do? I need to run to the realm called machshava. I've damaged nefesh, that's the level of action. I've damaged ruach, that's the level of dibor. So now I have to go up to the level of neshama, which is called machshava. And like we put on our tefillin, haneshama shebamochi, I'm wearing the tefillin shel rosh because of the neshama that's in my brain. I'm using my thought. And through my mizeh yavole dibor de kedusha ulamaisim tovim. Then I work my way back through my thoughts. I regain control of my speech, and eventually I regain control of my actions. Vafilu pagam machshavto. So now you'll say, but what happens if Rachmana Litzlan, my mind is also now corrupted? So now I'm toast. What am I going to do? So he says, you have to realize, on the one hand, machshava is the most delicate. On the other hand, the machshava is the most malleable. Right? There's amazing science today. A lot of science about the ability to mold one's mind, and to change one's perspective. Right? In many ways, it's much harder to change my actions or to change my pattern of speech than it is to reroute the patterns in my mind. There's amazing ways to open up new channels, new pathways in the mind. So in Pnimius, that's also true. He says, "Afilu paga machshav to gamkein al yidei hirhurei aveira." Let's say I have hirhurei aveira, and it's tainted my mind. But about this, al ze amru chazal machshava ra ina kadosh baruch hu mitzarfa lemaisa. When a person has a bad thought, on a certain level, a bad thought is worse than a bad action because it's more spiritual. But on a certain level, because it's in the realm of machshava and it hasn't expressed itself in some type of, you know, something more tangible like speech or like action, in a certain sense, if I don't act upon it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is able to overlook that machshavara. And therefore what? Al-kein b'chol rega yuchol lahatos machshav to letov. That's why a person is able to what? To change their mind, right, very quickly. My mind can go from one place to another place much faster than my actions can, much faster than my speech can. Right? If I thought something, I could shift gears very, very quickly. Right? I had an immoral thought. Now I quickly think a holy thought. Interesting. Aveira goreres aveira. Right? But machshava is not goreres machshava. Just because you had one thought doesn't mean you're bound to that thought. Now you can shift gears and have a better thought. You can change directions in the realm of thought very quickly. וגם לפי המבור בכספי האריזל, כי בחינס נשמה אינו נפגמס, כי פרחס מן האדם קודם אחר. And more than that, we spoke about nefesh, ruach, and neshama. Neshama is the level of soul that is not as easily damaged. He says it's not damaged, cannot be damaged. I'm going to say not as easily damaged. I think it's, based on other ideas, I think it's maybe a more true way to translate it. It's not as easily damaged. Why? Because it's parachas min adam kodem acher. Because when a person's about to do an avera, the neshama leaves the body. Now often we think of that as, that's so terrible. You chased away your neshama. But in a certain sense, it's your neshama having rachmanis on you. It says, I don't want to be part of this sin. I want to distance myself from the sin. Al-kein eina yetzer sholeit alea. So the neshama, so to speak, escapes to a city of refuge, yeah, to hide out until it's safe to come back. Levad misha paga machshavto b'minus u'kfir rachmanis letzlan. Unless, God forbid, a person's mind has entered into a realm of what? There is a certain type of machshava that does count, even in halacha, and that's machshavas avodah zarah, machshavas kfira and minus. About such a thought, the pasuk says in Mishlei, kol ba'eha lo yeshuvun. And once you enter into that realm, it's very difficult to recover. Ki b'machshavas avodah zarah amru chazal shemitzterefes lemaisa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does equate sometimes kfira dika thoughts, right? It is treated like a maisa. So how does he find his way back? If God forbid his neshama has been damaged on that level, and that's why emuna is one of the most important things we need to protect more than anything else. Because as long as my emuna is intact, that means my machshava is intact. That means I can rebuild my dibur, I can rebuild my actions. Guard your emuna kibabas eino, like the pupil of the eye. It's so sensitive and delicate. Kedei she'elo tikva l'tshuva, because that's our hope. V'tzadik b'emunaso yichya, right? Through one's emuna, a person can live and can restore and revive everything. Achein re'isi b'shem tzadikim, kol ba'el lo yeshuvan me'atzman. And it could be the way to learn the pasuk in Mishlei, that again, once you head down this path, it's a point of no return. It's actually very interesting. The Svarim say that we know that in Mitzrayim we fell to the 49th level of Tumah. Right? We didn't fall to level 50. What is level 50? What is this mysterious level 50 that we couldn't descend to? The point of no return. So it's interesting. If you look in the writings of the Tzaddikim of Kamarna, we say for Kesem Ophir, or the Rebbe of Kamarna, so he says level 50 is Kfir and Apikorsis. Exactly what we're saying here. Once your mind has entered into Kfir and Apikorsis, right, it's very hard to get out of that mess. But he says, even there's an Eitzah, if a person goes to Tzaddikim, because when the Pasuk says, Kol ba'el lo yashuvun, that's me'atzmam. It's very hard to bring yourself back. But if you go to the one who's the embodiment of Amunah, Tzaddik be'emunaso yichya, the Tzaddik whose whole mahus, his whole being is what? An expression of belief in Hashem. So then, a Tzaddik ador yachal achzir le'tshuva be'emunah. And the Tzaddik can bring you back. Okay, it's a deep piece. I don't know if we're really getting all of it, or even most of it, but those are the words. Okay? Want to try a little Purim piece? Let's try a little Purim piece. Let's turn to page Samach Vav. Those of the Sefer, and here's copies for those who need copies. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Shehakol Miyad B'Dvaro. Is it?
It's Shushaya.
Yes, I'll say.
So there's a famous story in Chabad about this guy who came to the Rebbe and with a pamphlet for Yashka or whatever, and the Rebbe told him you're not well, you have to get better or whatever, and the guy kept insisting they'll take the pamphlet or whatever. I don't remember what exactly happened in that story, but many years later they found this guy learning somewhere in Sweden, something like that, and they there's a whole thing.
He found his way back. Tzaddik brings a person back.
I could probably find a way for you.
Yeah, that's the only hope. Once a person's mind is entered into kefir, you need a tzaddik ador to bring him back. Yeah, it's pretty amazing. But it's pashut pshat. The tzaddik be'emunah so yechad. The tzaddik can revive a person's faith. Right? And that's bochabakuk v'amidan al achas. When there's nothing left to rely upon, right? If it comes down to one thing, attach yourself to the tzaddik who can restore your emunah if you've lost your way. All right, let's end with this one Purim piece. Maybe two. We'll see. Maybe one. Let's do one. Let's do Aschaf. Chayiv inish lebesume bepuraya. Yeah? A person has to be chayiv inish lebesume bepuraya. A person has to become lebesume. Rashi says on Megillah, on that Gemara, Megillah daf zayin, liyishtaker b'yayin. Dafka b'yayin. Rashi, right? They make a deal. And Rashi says, yayin. The munkacha rabbi. In the Sefer Nemuke Orachayim, his notes on Shulchan Aruch Orachayim, he discusses whether or not other types of alcoholic beverages are appropriate on Purim, but he's Medayik in that Rashi, Lishtaka B'yayin. That's how I hold. Yayin. You like a beer? Maybe on a different time with a different chevra. Purim's a Yom Tov of Yayin. All the pnimius of the Indian of Yayin, Baran Bracha Slamet Hey, Yayin gets a special bracha. Right? Yayin's a very elevated drink. Okay, fine. So, Chayiv Inish L'Besumei B'Puria. Person's supposed to get drunk on Purim. Nira lefi Maimer Chazal. So let's go back to a Maimer Chazal we discussed a few weeks ago. All right, the Gemara says in Yom Adaf Pevav Amar Aleph, Ha'osa Tshuva Me'ava, Zidonos Nefchu L'Zchuyos. Person who reaches the level of Tshuva Me'ava, his Averos become Mitzvos. Now he's going to say something very important to us. Because there's a part of us that believes like, yeah, the Aver becomes a Mitzvah, but like, come on, Hashem's still like, maybe you'll give me schar because I did a lot of tshuva, but Hashem still like winks like, you know, like, I know what you did. Like, it's not really like a race, you know. I turned into a mitzvah mamish. Like, when you roll the videotape, it's going to show me doing mitzvahs instead of the aveh. Like, there's a part of us, there's an amalekdika part of us that doesn't want to believe that all the way. Achinei hadas noisein. Our mind wants to tell us what I was just sharing with you. Sheish heker vehevdo bin Zachuyos meikaran lizachuyos shenafchem mizidonos. Right, there's a part of us that feels there's a difference between doing a mitzvah and taking an aveira and turning it into a mitzvah. I think we mentioned a couple of weeks ago, Rav Soloveitchik's Vardan, that you're right. The tshuva me'ava turns aveiros into mitzvahs means that I learned from the experience in such a way that it generates many mitzvahs in the future. But it's not that it, you know, in some metaphysical way it erases the aveira. So there's a part of us that believes, come on. Yeah, whatever this means, that tshuva me'ava turns aveiros into mitzvos, right? But there's a sense of, you know, doing a mitzvah right the first time is in some way much cleaner than the aveira that was turned into a mitzvah. K'mashal shnei margalios. And he says, I'll give you a simple mashal, an olam hazeh mashal. Sheyeh shehi even tova milechatchila. Sometimes a person discovers a beautiful stone. Mamish, a beautiful stone. Right? It was forged and formed in a cavern, you know, in the earth, a diamond, some type of beautiful, right? Some beautiful diamond created amidst great heat and pressure and in a dark cavern. Wow, it's mamish, it's perfect. You don't have to touch it at all. Right? You pick it up and it's mamish, perfect. Vagam yesh umnim, but there are also, there's craftsmen. There's a type of, you know, a skill of taking a rock and shining it and polishing it and working with it and carving it and right and shaping it to the point that what? That it looks a little bit like the real deal. Until it's transformed into the color of a true pearl. Right? So there's man-made pearls, and then there's the types of pearls that are, you know, that are formed naturally. Now, a regular person may not be able to tell the difference all that much, but an expert knows the difference. An expert could tell which pearl was formed naturally, or which diamond was formed naturally, or which one had some work done on it. Right? A person who's really a bucky in these inyanim knows the difference. Avnam, but here's the key point. We have to really believe that when we do tshuva me'ava b'china hel yona, when I reach that higher level of tshuva, azocha shazechuyos nefchul me'azadonos, to the point that what? That my averos become mitzvos, ein shum heker v'hevdo b'neim. That they don't look like, you know, mitzvos that were made out of averos. But they look like authentic mitzvos. Hein kamo. They look like real zechuyos hamitios. They look like real emistic, true mitzvos. Now, what does any of this have to do with Purim? So he says such a beautiful part. Look at this. Hinei arur haman hu bechina sor mira. Hu baruch Mordechai hu asei tov. Right? We know they have the same gematria. Arur haman and baruch Mordechai have the same gematria, 502. So Arur Haman is the world of what? Getting away from evil. Baruch Mordechai is the world of immersing yourself in positivity. So there's a feeling that what? Baruch Mordechai is, so to speak, doing mitzvos. Arur Haman is taking an aveira and turning it into a mitzvah. Right? Getting away from the aveira. Fixing the aveira. Arur Haman. Sur Meira. Distancing yourself from negativity. We're saying it, we're learning it achar hachet. After you did the aveira, transform it into a mitzvah. That's called Arur Haman. And Baruch Mordechai is doing the mitzvah Mirosh. Ube Purim Asi Yisrael Lecharchila Tshuva Rak Mipachad Agzeira. At first, the Jews were very afraid. Haman's going to kill us. So out of fear, we were doing tshuva. That's a certain level of tshuva. But after kach hadir kiblu abimei achashverosh kimu bekiblu ayehudim. They reach the higher level of what? Of reaccepting the Torah out of love, like Rashi says, me'ava saneis, Shabbos peches, kedeshia tshuva me'ava, that it was mamish, the real spitz level of tshuva, the higher level of tshuva. And therefore, what do Chazal say? We want you to drink on Purim till you can't tell the difference between an Arar Haman and a Baruch Mordechai, and an Arar Mordechai and a Baruch Haman. We want it to be the mamish look the same. To really believe that there's no difference between the mitzvah that you did, Merosh, and the avera that you turned into a mitzvah. Chayev inish lebesume. A person becomes intoxicated on Purim. Hainu sheyaseh tshuva me'ava v'simcha gedola. He reaches such an elevated, lofty love and closeness to Hashem. At sheyes mamish adin hazechuyos shabo v'chinas ar haman. La'osam hazechuyos meikaran v'chinas baruch mordechai. That's beautiful. But you're not able to say, there's real mitzvos, and then there's averos that were fashioned into mitzvos. There's real pearls that were made naturally, and there's ones that are manipulated in some, in some craftsman's workshop. That's what we're trying to get to in Purim. And that's Tshuva Me'ava, to really believe that Tshuva Me'ava makes it into real mitzvos. Not mitzvos, not with like little asterisks in the scorebook, He hit the most home runs that season, but, everyone knows he was on steroids. No, mamish, clean, kosher, lechatchila, good mitzvahs. Okay, we should be zocha. Shkach. Good stuff. Mamish love.